God Network News.
Where we give you a new perspective
on events happening in our world today.
This is GNN.
This is God Network News, episode 70. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen.
This podcast is proudly listed at podcastpickle.com.
Welcome back to another awesome episode of God Network News. And today we have another exciting story of Muslims that have come to Christ and incredible sacrifice that they have made to obey the Lord Jesus, and then the amazing results of their ministry, how God has multiplied their obedience into other people. This particular story is about a brother who leads an Iranian man to the Lord that ultimately ends up leading many thousands of Iranians to Christ in Europe particularly. And one of the brothers that was saved was from a different people group in Iran, a very, very unreached people group there. And he ends up going back and incredible, miraculous things happen through his ministry. This is an exciting story, so put on your seatbelts and strap in. It's going to be exciting.
But his story was very interesting. He was first a fanatic Muslim, then became a communist and everything. But life was not satisfying. He studied a lot and so on. And one day, walking, a Canadian lady wanted to give him a New Testament. And he said, no, I didn't want a book and so on. But she persisted that he take it. And she said, this book will change your life. He said, man, I've read so many books. No book can change my life. He got home, chucked it on top of the cupboard. That night, he's sleeping. And Jesus came and took the gospel from the cupboard. And he thought it was just a dream and so on, and said, read this book and it will change your life. He said, oh, I've read many books, it can't change my life, and so on. And so he had this kind of dialogue, which he thought was just in his dream. And so Jesus eventually said to him, if this book doesn't change your life, throw it higher up on the cupboard. And so the next morning, he wakes up, and he saw something lying next to his head, a white cloth thing and so on. When he took it, opened it, there's this gospel. And he realized this was no dream. And so he became a believer, eventually had to flee the country, which was also a miracle thing, as they were surrounded, and two men grabbed him and ran through him through where the guys with the guns were. And so he ended up with us. We discipled him, did deliverance with him, and he got asylum. And they said, you can bring your family from Afghanistan. So he contacted his family, said, go down to Kabul, I'll send you the details, and you are coming to the Netherlands. Then one night, sleeping, he had again a dream. And in the dream, there's the map of Afghanistan with fire all on its boundaries with a cross in it. And he heard a voice saying, go and establish again church in Afghanistan. And so he found his family, said, you're not coming to the Netherlands, I'm flying back, and I'll tell you on which day I would be there. We've prayed at one stage for his knee. There was something wrong with his knee, and God healed him from his knee, miraculous. But then his plane thing got put out, with a couple of days, and he really got angry with the immigration people, you know, that organized his flights back to Afghanistan, and his knee acted up again. So we had to pray with him, he had to release forgiveness, and the moment he released forgiveness, his knee got well again. Well, he got back in Afghanistan, years went by, and one of the Iranians that are heading up now the movement, 2 years ago actually, I met up with him just after we had our IFMLT in Thailand on Easter Sunday. I talked to him, asked him about some people who had been in Afghanistan. He said, oh, I'm going to Afghanistan. And a month later, we met up again with him. We were at his house. And he said, I've been waiting for you guys to come and help me. When you didn't come, I thought I'll start planting churches. So in the last 2 years, I planted fellowships in 11 of the 27 provinces. My friend, Iranian friend, said, let me show you quickly pictures. And he said, you remember you asked about a certain people group. This one is from that people group, which we had thought was still unengaged. But it was just one of these wonderful things that God was in, and to see it continue on.
Wow, that was a fantastic story, a true story, an incredible story of faithfulness, of obedience. I was just amazed when I listened to that story at first and heard that that man from Iran could have gone to the U.S., could have had a wonderful life for himself and his family, but he prayed and he had a vision from God, a vision from Jesus telling him, go back to Iran and plant my church. And he obeyed that. He went back with his family to Iran, living in that difficult situation, and without any help except from Jesus, he went out in obedience and planted churches in half the provinces of the entire country. That is just incredibly amazing, wonderful, and just shows the power of obedience to the will of God. And no matter how small or big it is, if we obey the Lord and what he tells us to do and the calling on our life, we can be assured that fruitfulness for his kingdom is going to result. And that's what I have learned from this story. I hope this has been a wonderful blessing to you, challenge, and an encouragement.